Hi, Paul Slackers, Good News Planet. I'm here with Johnny Liu. Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Thank you.
It's always nice to see you. You're at many socially responsible, respectful events. I've seen you numerous times. So how come you get involved with this? Is a peace event. This is a summit for people to be nicer to each other. And we have kings from Africa. How come you attend something like this?
I'm very lucky to work with Wally.
Oh, Wally, oh, good.
For African Bill. But more important is like Mandela for 100 years, right?
Yes.
UN. Because I try to, for my, I'm New York for about 34 years in New York. I'm in the middle town, like UN area, for 34 years. The way I see the, this is very interesting. I want talking about East and West. The culture, the background, everything. United Nations, they have one dragon, the kill dragon, there's a 3-4. And this 3-4 donation by the Russia. But the China government, not they understand, but not to announce. But in Chinese, they're not happy to see the dragon be killed. Especially about two months ago, the Donald Trump in the Forbidden City, and the President Xi, he told Donald Trump, said, "We are the dragon people for 1.5 billion people, 1.5 billion people." In the East, for many thousand years, in the Korea, in Japan, in China, in Thailand, in Nepal, I think about in East, more than 3.5 billion people. In the last few thousand years, they always respect the dragon. But they also respect the dragon. By the west side, they have one statue of the killer dragon, especially in the United Nations. But so in the China last year, they knocked down 2,000 churches. Knocked down churches. More important, more interesting is that a few months ago, the Bible not allowed promote in China. It's unbelievable. Because the United Nations, they don't kill dragon in front of the entrance. But China not happy to see the dragon. So in the Mandela, this is for peace conference, I'm happy to allow, but to let people know. So why the kid knocked down 2,000 churches? Because the United Nations, the top of the knife is close. So that's why knock down 2,000 churches. They doing for the Bible is almost say illegal for more in China. So in the for Mandela peace conference, I said, let people know. How to do in this one, at least let the people understand why the, but I hope they have a, so that's why we debate for dragon peace of war. Try to give a 200 countries. So today, in Taiwan, is almost like one village. Should we help each other, working together, not try to kill your symbol or the way. So this is how to promote peace. So Wally teach me, prepare for the dragon war. Today, the king will come here. So you will see I give one piece for the king. In the same time, I'm going to donate 200 countries, everybody have dragon war. Try to promote war peace.
Wow, I'd like it to be part of our Peace Day event in Times Square as well.
Okay.
And in our movie that we're making.
Thank
so
you.
I want to come over to your, you have one here? Will you have one here today?
Yes, today.
Oh, okay, good. So we'll take a
later, if you are here, later the king, right?
Yes.
The Wally go arrange one piece.
Okay.
Donate for
then
the
I can video you
then. Video, yeah.
Let me ask you two last questions.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Johnny Liu,
thank you.
If you could say your name and then say, what does peace mean to you?
Peace should be peace. We don't kill each other, no fighting, no. And more important, the United Nations have a 17 goals. Is for the no hungry, get a woman, manage with. They have 17. I say you know better to find out. So how to help each other? How to is I said, and at the same time, when we promote for Dragon Peace War, in the same time, if we have some income, we are happy to donate certain percentage of money to have the UN, the 17th division. Yeah.
Wow. Last question.
Yeah.
This is a good one for you too, I feel. What does love mean?
Love.
Love.
I love you. So friends each other. Why not?
Why not? That's right. Thank you, my friend.
You are very important.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm here with Sam Obama, right?
Yes, that's my nickname, Sam Obama.
Okay. But your last name is Obama.
Hisham Abdurrahman.
There we go. All righty. Well, we've met before. You also are very socially minded and corporate responsibility. All these things, I think, ring to your soul to be helpful for the world around you. Is that so?
Of course, yes. I'm very concerned about it. So I've been almost 10 years with Mr. Johnny Lu. And I learned a lot of things from him, and I got involved with him in a war peace. War peace is war every, it's a really disaster thing. If you look in the Middle East, like Mr. Rajani, he asked me, if Obama became president, what the Middle East people and Muslim people, they would love to see from Obama. I said to him, if Obama he make a peace between the Palestine and Israel, it will be fantastic. He says, so why don't write a resolution and send it to Obama? So I did. I sent a resolution 2008 to Obama, and I asked him that we need to start a new chapter in the United States, and not only in the United States, around the world. So if we find the peace, first of all, we have to find a peace with ourselves and with our family, with our neighbor, and the picture started to grow to be around the world. And then when Mr. Obama, he finished his term, I thought Obama, we have a successful 8 years. And me and Mr. Jani, we share a comment about Obama to be the General Secretary of the United Nations, because the world needs somebody like Obama. I imagine we see what United States right now under new president as a Trump, we have really disaster all over the world. So the world needs somebody like Obama, and I think Obama will be successful to be a General Secretary of United Nations, because the world needs somebody like him to put the people together, especially his background. He have a multiple culture in his blood, as a Muslim, as a Christian, and he's a very sensitive man, and I can see him when the kids die, I see him, he cry. The man is a wonderful man. He's a very respectful over the world. And I think it will be a big mission for him to be the Secretary General of the United Nations.
You know? Okay.
I hope Obama, he got my message, you know.
Well, maybe you'll hear this one.
Yes.
All righty. That would be wonderful. Let me ask you two other quick questions. What does peace mean to you?
Peace.
First, your name again is?
Hisham Abdurrahman. You know, as a Muslim, one of God's name is the peace. Peace is the most important thing in life. Even we don't have no peace with ourselves, how are we going to deal with the people if you don't have no peace with your brother and your sister? Peace with the people together is a big mission, but unfortunately it's very hard to make it. It's really, you look around the world, it's a problem everywhere. So I hope we find the solution for to make a peace around the world, every country, from east to west, from north to south. We need peace everywhere, you know, because otherwise we're gonna have a difficult life to live together as a nation, as a family, as a brother and sister, and you know, peace is very important.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes, it is, by far. Last question: what is love? What does love mean to you?
Love is we cannot live without love. If you don't love yourself, you're not gonna love nobody. If you don't love your family, you're not gonna love nobody. Love put people together. Like French people, they said, if you cook good food, see who's the most person interesting to you or very close to you. Call him and come in and tell him, come over, let's have dinner together. So love put the people together. Food put culture put the people together. So love is a big mission, same as part of the peace is love. If you don't love somebody, how are you gonna make a peace with him?
Beautiful. Still beautifully said. Salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Paul Sakis again. Actually, Johnny, our good friend, has something that he would also like to add to his wonderful thinking already. What is that, Johnny?
I'm in the White House. When Obama became president, two times, I'm there. But more important is also, Obama is saying, education. Should be east side of the United States, west side of the United States, should be equal right. You talk about food. Like a whole United States should be equal right. The way I'm sitting there, then I say, United States is important, but they have 200 countries around the world. Then I want to, how about education should be worldwide equal right. Not only United States, East and West equal right. The food, not only for the United States, right, East, South, a whole country equal right. So but you can add more idea. If I'm the Obama, is the president of the United States, yes, he can talk in Israel. If he is the general secretary of the United Nations, you talk about the food, education, anything, should be equal right in Taiwan for 7 billion people. Then it's become good. Yes. Continue.
We like that.
Yeah. You know, his vision is Obama say, like, God bless America. He should be say, God bless all the world, not America.
Not only America.
Not America.
America is important, but should be held worldwide.
We have to share all the equal right in food, in peace, in education. So all the world will have a peaceful and wonderful life.
So I'll just add one thought or so. My company is called Milestone Broadcast Corporation. My company is title says it's a one world company.
Yeah.
And so we are totally in belief of one world. If you see our business card even, we use the NASA photo, which shows that Mother Earth, that everybody on the planet right here, right now, are all on here. We're all one people, same color blood, same color interior, and we're all in this together. In fact, our motto is all we are is what we are for each other. And so I appreciate your thinking, and we are working hard with media, with a microphone, to promote all those that want to stand up and talk about it. All we are saying is give peace a chance at the Beatles, right? And so we are all on the same
of
page
course.
Here.
Thank you for the
chance. The one I talking beginning, I talking about east side, west side, the culture of the different media with the dragon, right? And I want, if you are the leader, you might say, like even Donald Trump, the way he's thinking, not American great, American force, American important, should be worldwide, then people more respect. Yes. In any country, anywhere, not only for USA. USA is important, but it should be almost an equal right for the entire world.
Well,
thank you.
That's I will just, in closing, I will say imagine. You know, imagine was all about that. The people that sing that and continue to sing, you know, picture no countries, no religion, no, you know, we're all, that mindset was for everybody to realize we're equal. We're all equal. That's what I think what you're saying.
Thank
That's
you.
A beautiful
thank
point.
You.
Thank
you
very
thank
much
for
the
chance.
Thank you.
Johnny, we're recording because
it's just no, Johnny, go put on your dress.
Put your dress?
Yeah, put your dress.
Oh, all right, this is it. This is the man of the hour here.
Absolutely.
How are we doing here? Look at this. Are we okay here in camera
yeah.
in front of it?
Yeah.
Say your whole name.
My name is Wale Idris Ajibade.
And why are we here today?
Oh, you know, today is the finale of the Spirit of Peace and Prosperity Conference. And we have the Oni of Ife and a host of other kings from Yoruba Kingdom in Nigeria coming over to support this.
Okay. Why do you think they're coming here to support us? What would give them a desire to do that?
That's a wonderful question. I'm really happy to answer. What we have done is establish what we call we have made a declaration to establish the Royal Institute of African Cultures and Traditions. This is an institute that is really going to be something that's going to be of a new phenomenon. It's looked upon as in the same magnitude as the establishment of the OAU or the United Nations or anything of that kind.
Gorgeous.
Wonderful.
Professor, that's you?
Wonderful. So that's why they come in. We have a scroll that all the kings have been signing as pledging their support for this institute. They are establishing this institute, establishing a chapter of this institute, each in their own kingdom. So it's very important for kings to actually pledge their support for this. So many of these kings are coming to pledge their support.
Beautiful. And so 100, Nelson Mandela.
Yes, indeed. We are also, of course, the whole Spirit of Peace Conference is wrapped around Nelson Mandela Day. As a matter of fact, what we call Nelson Mandela Week. So in this case, we have a 10-day program, which is which really highlights the legacy of Nelson Mandela being the lighthouse for peace, and also his vision for peace, prosperity, and harmony. So we're following on that path and really being inclusive and really going through a tradition of truth and reconciliation, which has been working very phenomenally for us. We think we found a path here that we can all come together.
Beautiful. What does peace mean to you?
Oh, wow.
And say your name again if you wouldn't mind.
Ali Idris Ajibade. Peace. You know, I've had so many speeches about peace. One of the most fascinating ones is from JFK, when he talked about the Peace Corps. That stuck with me. But I have something else about my own conceived idea about peace. And I think, as many of us would agree, it's really not the absence of anything else, but rather the tolerance, the existing tolerance, a unanimous tolerance for people to flourish without hindrance. That is peace.
Last question, what is love? What is love? Johnny, you stay here, because I want to ask Johnny what that is in his hand. What is love for you?
Wow.
And your name one more time.
Wale Idris Ajibade. Love. You know, that is in itself. What you're doing here is love. I've looked at your record. I know what you do is with love. Absolutely. And whether it is cook, food, or drive a car, whatever it is, as you, as long as you do it with purity of heart, the clarity of vision, and malice to none, and engaging it with absolute honesty, that, everything that comes with that is love.
And that is beautiful. And I know you love this man right next to you. And what does he have in his hand? What is this?
This one, he teach me how to work in this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold. I'm gonna get something.
Oh, we're gonna get something else.
I have to read.
Okay.
It's okay, I can't help it.
Translate. Go ahead. Sometimes you have to look at the camera.
Okay.
Because the people here.
Okay.
Not only look at him.
Kevin, you are Afghan.
Oh, okay. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, like that.
Wally, why don't you get in here?
Yes, okay. Thank you.
All right, so we
have everybody?
Yeah.
Marcus?
Hey, now I do.
Okay. I'm not that important. Right. I don't have to be.
Okay.
So this year is a Dragon Peace Award, which is created out of the imagination of Professor Johnny Liu, who is a pearl and coral merchant. He came from
Johnny Liu?
Yes, he comes from a very beautiful island of Penghu, or Pescadores, as people say, an island that makes up the archipelago of about 90 islands in the islet of the Taiwan Strait. He argues, which is what makes it so fascinating, that dragons are a perfect symbol for peace because they are representative of the Chinese yin-yang model. The black contains a seed of yang and in form of white dot, and vice versa.
Wow, this is very special.
He said there is yin, but interestingly, there's also yang because it contains some yang. The truth is yin can transform into yang under certain conditions. It can do this because yang is present in yin. So there's a balance. But the relationship goes beyond balance to the one of harmony. When two things are balanced, they are equal. but still different. In a relationship of harmony, the two energies blend into one seamless whole, as perfectly embodied in the swirling yin and yang symbol. The perception of the dragon of the East and the West have different symbolic representations, which in a way indicates a cultural difference between civilizations. Like the dragon, whose heart burns with determination and desire. This is why we give this particular dragon to recipients who have deserved it.
This is in the Mandela Day, right? My wife teach me, prepare 200 pieces. 200 people give 200 country. I'm working on right now.
Okay.
Well, on that note, thank you. On that note, I will just add a little more that the recipients of the Peace Dragon Awards are extraordinary and unique people who have managed to demonstrate that they deserve to be elevated above the mundane because of their demonstrative inner fire burning in their hearts and soul and passionate desire that is reflected in their work and their effort to influence greatness and inspire graciousness in all our lives. So this Peace Award was bestowed as a token of appreciation for these contributions.
And we have a six color. You explain.
That's true. This comes in various in different colors. We are designating these colors to different causes. This particular black one was chosen here specifically for the Oni, and we really hope that he gets here quickly to receive
it. It's a war piece, the end.
Underneath it.
The chop, that's a big chop.
Yeah.
It's actually a stamp.
Yeah, a chop.
And it's a royal seal. Yeah, exactly. A royal seal, which we're very excited.
We have a golden color, we have red color, we have pink color, we have a turquoise color, we have a six color. Yeah, he's working right now.
That's
anyway,
right.
Follow him.
Follow him. Okay.
Very important.
Wow. Yes, well, this whole event, congratulations
Thank
to you,
you.
All.
Thank you. You know, this is so much fun. This is so much fun. So Johnny, of course, looks so beautiful in this garment.
Oh,
just look at him.
Gorgeous.
Very important.
So I asked him, I said, Johnny, would you do it for me and just wear this garment again? He usually loves to wear this. And, you know, we'll take pictures together.
No problem.
And then I told him to wear it today. He says, okay, I'll do it. And then he turned around and said, only if you wear Chinese clothes.
Well, guess what?
I tell you, a few years ago, they have one newspaper say, Chinese people come from Africa.
Yeah.
Without Africa, no Chinese.
Well, indeed, Africa is a cradle of
money. So without Africa,
people
no
say
Chinese.
There'd be nobody anywhere.
Yeah, and now this is, he's wearing Asorofi. And Pila Abitiaja.
Oh, wow.
That's in my language.
Wow.
This is Danshiki Ashofi. And this is Pila Abitiaja.
Okay. Yeah. But underwear, too heavy. about 50 kilo.
Oh.
I don't wear.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. It is heavy.
All right, gentlemen.
See,
thank you all.
Do it.
Thank you all.
Yeah, let's take a picture. King James.
Okay.
Oh, you two in China.
Okay.
And not that king. Take it. The king?
No.
Oh, I'll take one here.
Okay.
Take a couple of
One, two. Okay. Just tell me when you're ready.
Ready.
And.
You ready.
Okay.
No,
and.
Sorry.
No. Don't touch that. Please.
There we go. That's one.
Just leave it. Just leave it. It's fine.
And that's we're good.
Okay, we're good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry. Could you be a favor and take one place?
Okay.
Everybody's favorite. Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Wally, it's a beautiful robe.
Thank you.
Yes,
you're
it
looking
is.
Very handsome. But once you take the picture, which I mean,
Johnny has to twist my arm.
Oh,
can you
put
take
it on.
The picture? No, he goes to China. The president is surprised. He is more high than him.
I just stand one line, take a quick picture.
Okay.
How do you want
to?
You know what? Why don't we put a pic, you know, the chairs, one line of chairs?
But we're going downstairs as well, where we can take more pictures.
Right, right,
take
a
foot.
Okay.
Yes. Come here.
Okay. Anybody look at the camera?
Okay, we're looking.
The lady,
yep.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
sorry.
We're going to go down.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Hey. Okay, no, I had to take pictures.
One more, one more.
Hold on, we have some big camera.
Three, one, two, three.
Ooh,
and one more. There we go.
Thank you.
one more here.
Okay.
One more, Wally, the camera is here.
Oh, it's a big camera. It's a camera or a rocket launcher?
Wow, wow.
Rocket
launcher. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love Wendy, photographer is not comfortable.
I know.